with that which is of use to mankind, and the rain which Allah sends down from the sky, and with it makes the earth alive after its death, and the living creatures of all kinds that He has scattered there, and in the veering of winds and clouds, which are held between the sky and the earth, are indeed signs for people of understanding. And of mankind are some who take for worship others besides Allah, as rivals to Allah. They love them as they love Allah. But those who believe love Allah more than anything else. If only those who do wrong could see when they will see the torment, that all power belongs to Allah, and that Allah is severe in punishment. When those who were followed disown and declare themselves innocent of those who followed them, and when they see the torment, then all their relations will be cut off from them. And those who followed will say, "If only we had one more chance to return to the world, we would disown them as they have disowned us." Thus Allah will show them their deeds as regrets for them, and they will never get out of the fire. O mankind, eat of that which is lawful and good on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Indeed, he is to you an open enemy. Satan commands for you only what is evil and sinful, and that you should say against Allah what you do not know. When it is said to them, "Follow what Allah has sent down," they say, "No, we shall follow what we found our fathers following," even though their fathers did not understand anything and were not guided. And the example of those who disbelieve is as that of him who shouts to a flock of sheep that hears nothing but calls and cries. They are deaf, dumb, and blind, and so they do not understand. O you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided for you, and be grateful to Allah, if it is indeed He whom you worship. He has forbidden for you only the dead animals and blood, and the flesh of swine, and that which is slaughtered as a sacrifice for others than Allah. But if one is forced by necessity, without willful disobedience, and without transgressing due limits, then there is no sin on him. Truly Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Indeed, those who conceal what Allah has sent down of the book, and purchase a small gain with it, they swallow into their bellies nothing but fire. Allah will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor purify them, and theirs will be a painful torment. They are those who have purchased error for the price of guidance, and torment for the price of forgiveness. How bold they are for the evil deeds which will push them to the fire. That is because Allah has sent down the Quran in truth, and indeed those who dispute it as regards the book are far away in opposition. It is not piety that you turn your faces towards the east or west in prayer, but piety is the quality of one who believes in Allah, the last day, the angels, the book, the prophets, and gives his wealth, in spite of his love for it, to the kindred, to the orphans, to the poor, to the wayfarer, and to those who ask, and to set slaves free, performs prayer, and gives charity, and who fulfills his covenant when he makes it, and who is a patient one in extreme poverty and disease, and at a time of fighting during battle. Such are the people of the truth, and they are pious. O you who believe, the law of equality and punishment is prescribed for you in the case of murder: the free for the free, the slave for the slave, and the female for the female. But if the killer is forgiven by the brother or the relatives of the killed against blood money, then adhering to it with fairness, payment of the blood money to the heir should be made in fairness. This is an alleviation and a mercy from your Lord. So after this, whoever transgresses the limits and kills the killer after taking the blood money, he shall have a painful torment. And there is saving of life for you in the law of equality and punishment, O men of understanding, that you may become pious. It is prescribed for you when death approaches any of you, if he leaves wealth, that he makes a gift to parents and next of kin according to reasonable manners. This is a duty upon the pious. And whoever changes the gift after hearing of it, the sin shall be on those who make the change. Truly Allah is all hearer, all-knower. But he who fears some unjust act or wrongdoing from a testator, and so makes peace between the parties concerned, there shall be no sin on him. Certainly, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. O you who believe, observing the fast is prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become pious. Fast for a fixed number of days. But if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. As for those who fast with difficulty, they have a choice either to fast or to feed a poor person for every day. But whoever does good of his own accord, it is better for him, and it is better for you that you fast, if only you knew. The month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed, is a guidance for mankind and clear proof for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. So whoever of you sights the crescent on the first night of the month of Ramadan, he must observe the fasts that month. And whoever is ill or on a journey, the same number of days which one did not observe fasts must be made up from other days. Allah intends for you ease, and he does not want to make things difficult for you. He wants that you complete the same number of days, and that you magnify Allah for having guided you, so that you may be grateful to him. And when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, then answer them that I am indeed near to them. I respond to the call of the supplicant when he calls on me without any mediator or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me, so that they may be led aright. It is made lawful for you to have sexual relations with your wives on the night of the fasts. They are a cover for you, and you are the same for them. Allah knows that you used to deceive yourselves, so he turned to you and accepted your repentance and forgave you. So have sexual relations with them, and seek that which Allah has ordained for you of offspring. And eat and drink until the white thread of light of dawn appears to you distinct from the black thread of the darkness of night. And then complete your fast till the nightfall. And do not have sexual relations with your wives while you are in residence in the mosques. These are the limits set by Allah, so do not approach them. Thus does Allah make clear his proofs to mankind, that they may become pious. And do not consume one another's property unjustly, nor give bribery to the rulers and judges, that you may knowingly eat up a part of the property of others sinfully. They ask you, O Muhammad, about the new moons. Say, these are signs to mark fixed periods of time for mankind and for the pilgrimage. It is not piety that you enter houses from the back, but piety is for him who fears Allah. So enter houses through their proper doors, and fear Allah that you may be successful. And fight in the way of Allah those who fight you, but do not transgress the limits. Truly Allah does not like the transgressors. And kill them wherever you find them, and turn them out from where they have turned you out. Suffering is worse than killing. And do not fight with them at the sacred mosque, unless they first fight you there. But if they attack you, kill them. Such is the recompense of the disbelievers. But if they cease, then Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. And fight them, until there is no more suffering, and worship is for Allah alone. But if they cease, let there be no hostility, except against the oppressors. The sacred month, for the sacred month, and then for the prohibited things, there is the law of equality. So whoever transgresses the prohibition against you, you transgress likewise against him. And fear Allah, and know that Allah is with the pious. And spend in the cause of Allah, and do not throw yourselves into destruction, and do good. Truly, Allah loves the good doers. And perform properly the Hajj and Umrah for Allah. But if you are prevented, sacrifice an animal such as you can afford, and do not shave your heads until the animal reaches the place of sacrifice. And whosoever of you is ill, or has an ailment in his scalp, he must pay a ransom of either observing fasts of 3 days, or giving charity, or offering sacrifice. Then, if you are in safety, and whoever performs the Umrah in the months of Hajj, before performing the Hajj, he must slaughter an animal such as he can afford. But if he cannot afford it, he should observe fasts for 3 days during the Hajj and 7 days after his return to home, making 10 days in all. This is for him whose family is not present at the sacred mosque. And fear Allah much, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. The Hajj pilgrimage is in the well-known months. So whoever intends to perform Hajj there by assuming ihram, he should not have sexual relations with his wife, nor commit sin, nor dispute unjustly during the Hajj. And whatever good you do, be sure Allah knows it, and take a provision with you for the journey, but the best provision is righteousness. So fear me, O men of understanding. There is no sin on you if you seek the bounty of your Lord during pilgrimage by trading. Then, when you leave Arafat, remember Allah by glorifying His praises at the sacred monument. And remember Him as He has guided you, and indeed you were before of those who were astray. Then, depart from the place where all the people depart, and ask Allah for His forgiveness. Truly, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. So when you have accomplished your rites, remember Allah as you used to remember your forefathers, but with far more remembrance. But of mankind, there are some who say, Our Lord, give us your bounties in this world, and for such there will be no portion in the hereafter. And of them, there are some who say, Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and save us from the torment of the fire. For them, there will be allotted a share for what they have earned, and Allah is swift at reckoning. And remember Allah during the appointed days. But whoever hastens to leave in 2 days, there is no sin on him, and whoever stays on, there is no sin on him, if his aim is to do good and obey Allah and fear Him. And know that you will surely be gathered to Him. And of mankind there is he whose speech may please you, O Muhammad, in this worldly life, and he calls Allah to witness to that which is in his heart, yet he is the most quarrelsome of the opponents. And when he turns away from you, his effort in the land is to make mischief, and to destroy the crops and the cattle, and Allah does not like mischief. And when it is said to him, Fear Allah, he is led by arrogance to more crimes. So hell is enough for him, and worst indeed is that place to rest. And of mankind is he who would sell himself, seeking the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is full of kindness to his slaves. O you who believe, enter perfectly in Islam, and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Indeed, he is to you a plain enemy. Then, if you slide back after the clear signs have come to you, then know that Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Do they then wait for anything other than that Allah should come to them in the shadows of the clouds and the angels? Then the case would already be judged, and to Allah return all matters for decision. Ask the children of Israel how many clear proofs we gave them. And whoever changes Allah's favor after it had come to him, then surely Allah is severe in punishment. Beautified is the life of this world for those who disbelieve, and they mock of those who believe. But those who obey Allah's orders, and keep away from what He has forbidden, will be above them on the day of resurrection. And Allah gives of His bounty on the day of resurrection to whom He wills without limit. Mankind was one nation, and Allah sent prophets with glad tidings and warnings, and with them He sent the Scripture in truth to judge between a people in matters in which they differed. And only those to whom the Scripture was given differed concerning it after clear proofs had come to them through hatred one to another. Then Allah, by His leave, guided those who believed to the truth of that in which they differed, and Allah guides whom He wills to a straight path. Or do you think that you will enter paradise without such trials as came to those who passed away before you? They were afflicted with severe poverty and ailments, and were so shaken that even the messenger and those who believed along with him said, When will the help of Allah come? Yes, certainly the help of Allah is near. They ask you, O Muhammad, what they should spend. Say, Whatever you spend of good must be for your parents and kindred, and the orphans and the poor and the wayfarers. And whatever you do of good deeds, truly, Allah knows them well. Fighting in Allah's cause is ordained for you Muslims, even though you dislike it. And it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, but you do not know. They ask you concerning fighting in the sacred months. Say, fighting then is a great transgression, but a greater transgression with Allah is to prevent mankind from following the way of Allah, to disbelieve in Him, to prevent access to the sacred mosque in Mecca, and to drive out its inhabitants. And suffering is worse than killing. They will never cease fighting you until they turn you back from your religion, if they can. And whoever of you turns back from his religion and dies as a disbeliever, then his deeds will be lost in this life and in the hereafter, and they will be the dwellers of the fire. They will abide there forever. Indeed, those who have believed, and those who have emigrated for Allah's religion, and have striven hard in the way of Allah, they all hope for Allah's mercy, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. They ask you, O Muhammad, concerning alcoholic drink and gambling. Say, in them is a great sin, and some benefit for men, but the sin is greater than their benefits. And they ask you what they ought to spend. Say, that which is beyond your needs. Thus Allah makes clear to you His laws, in order that you may give thought. On this worldly life, and in the hereafter, they ask you concerning orphans. Say, the best thing is to work honestly in their property. And if you mix your affairs with theirs, then they are your brothers. And Allah knows him who means mischief from him who means good. And if Allah had wished, He could have put you into difficulties. Truly, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. And do not marry unbelieving pagan women until they believe and worship Allah alone. And indeed, a slave woman who believes is better than a free idolatress, even though she pleases you. And do not give your daughters in marriage to the idolaters until they believe in Allah alone. And indeed, a believing slave is better than a free idolater, even though he pleases you. These idolaters invite you to the fire, but Allah invites you to paradise and forgiveness by His leave, and makes His proofs clear to mankind, so that they may remember. They ask you concerning menstruation. Say, it is an impure thing. Therefore, keep away from women during their menses, and do not go to them until they are purified. And when they have purified themselves, then go to them as Allah has ordained for you. Truly, Allah loves those who turn to Him in repentance, and loves those who purify themselves. Your wives are a tilth for you, so go to your tilth when or how you will, and send good deeds before you for your own selves. And fear Allah, and know that you are to meet Him in the hereafter, and give good tidings to the believers. And do not make Allah's name an excuse in your oaths against your doing good and acting piously and making peace among mankind. And Allah is all-hearer, all-knower. Allah will not call you to account for that which is unintentional in your oaths, but He will call you to account for that which your hearts have earned. Allah is oft-forgiving, most forbearing. Those who take an oath not to have sexual relation with their wives must wait 4 months, then, if they return, indeed Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. And if they decide upon divorce, then Allah is the all-hearer, all-knower. And divorced women shall wait for 3 menstrual periods, and it is not lawful for them to conceal what Allah has created in their wombs, if they believe in Allah and the Last Day. And their husbands have the better right to take them back in that prescribed time, if they wish for reconciliation. And women have rights similar to those of their husbands over them to what is reasonable. But men have a degree of responsibility over them. And Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. The divorce is permissible twice. After that, either you retain her on reasonable terms, or release her with kindness. And it is not lawful for you men to take back from your wives any of your bridal money which you have given them, except when both parties fear that they would be unable to keep the limits ordained by Allah. then if you fear that they would not be able to keep the limits ordained by Allah, then there is no sin on either of them if she gives back for her divorce. These are the limits ordained by Allah, so do not transgress them. And whoever transgresses the limits ordained by Allah, then such are the wrongdoers. And if he has divorced her for the third time, then she is not lawful to him afterwards until she has married another man. Then, if the other husband divorces her, it is no sin on both of them that they reunite, provided they feel that they can keep the limits ordained by Allah. These are the limits of Allah, which He makes plain for the people who have knowledge. And when you have divorced women, and they have fulfilled the term of their prescribed period, either take them back on a reasonable basis, or set them free on a reasonable basis. But do not take them back to hurt them. And whoever does that, then he has wronged himself. And do not treat the laws of Allah as a jest, but remember Allah's favors on you, and that which He has sent down to you of the book and knowledge, whereby He instructs you. And fear Allah, and know that Allah is all aware of everything. And when you have divorced women, and they have fulfilled the term of their prescribed time, do not prevent them from marrying their former husbands, if they mutually agree on a reasonable basis. This instruction is an admonition for him among you who believes in Allah in the last day. That is more virtuous and purer for you. Allah knows, and you do not know. The mothers shall suckle their children for 2 whole years, for those who desire to complete the term of suckling. But the father of the child shall bear the cost of the mother's food and clothing on a reasonable basis. No person shall have a burden laid on him greater than he can bear. No mother shall be treated unfairly on account of her child, nor a father on account of his child. And on the father's heir is incumbent the like of that which was incumbent on the father. If they both decide on weaning by mutual consent, and after due consultation, there is no sin on them. And if you decide on a foster suckling mother for your children, there is no sin on you, provided you pay the mother what you agreed to give her on a reasonable basis. And fear Allah, and know that Allah is all-seer of what you do. And those of you who die and leave wives behind them, the wives shall wait as regards their marriage for 4 months and 10 days. Then, when they have fulfilled their term, there is no sin on you if the wives dispose of themselves in a just and honorable manner. And Allah is well acquainted with what you do. And there is no sin on you if you make a hint of betrothal or conceal it in yourself. Allah knows that you will remember them. But do not make a promise of contract with them in secret, unless you speak an honorable saying according to the Islamic law. And do not consummate the marriage until the term prescribed is fulfilled. And know that Allah knows what is in your minds, so fear Him. And know that Allah is oft forgiving, most forbearing. There is no sin on you if you divorce women while yet you have not touched them, nor appointed to them their bridal money. But bestow on them a suitable gift, the rich according to his means, and the poor according to his means. A gift of a reasonable amount is a duty on the doers of good. And if you divorce them before you have touched them, and you have appointed to give them the bridal money, then pay half of it, unless the woman agrees to forego it, or the husband, in whose hands is the marriage tie, agrees to forego it, and gives her the full appointed bridal money. And to forego and give is nearer to piety. And do not forget kindness between yourselves. Truly Allah is all-seer of what you do. Strictly guard the prayers, especially the middle prayer, and stand before Allah with obedience. And if you fear an enemy, perform prayer on foot or while riding. And when you are in safety, offer the prayer in the manner He has taught you, which you did not know before. And those of you who die and leave behind wives should bequeath for their wives a year's maintenance and residence without turning them out. But if they leave, there is no sin on you for that which they do of themselves, provided it is honorable. And Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. And for divorced women, maintenance should be provided on a reasonable scale. This is a duty on the pious. Thus, Allah makes clear His laws to you, in order that you may understand. Did you, O Muhammad, not think of those who went forth from their homes in thousands, fearing death? Allah said to them, Die, and then He restored them to life. Truly, Allah is full of bounty to mankind, but most men are thankless. Fight in the way of Allah, and know that Allah is all-hearer, all-knower. Who is he that will lend to Allah a goodly loan, so that he may multiply it to him many times over? And it is Allah that decreases or increases your provisions, and to him you shall return. Have you not thought about the group of the children of Israel after Moses, when they said to a prophet of theirs, Appoint for us a king, and we will fight in Allah's way? He said, Would you then refrain from fighting, if fighting was prescribed for you? They said, Why would we not fight in Allah's way, when we have been driven out of our homes, and our children have been taken as captives? But when fighting was ordered for them, they turned away, all except a few of them. And Allah is all aware of the wrongdoers. And their prophet Samuel said to them, Indeed, Allah has appointed Saul as a king over you. They said, How can he be a king over us, when we are better fitted than him for the kingdom, and he has not been given enough wealth? He said, Indeed, Allah has chosen him above you, and has increased him abundantly in knowledge and stature. And Allah grants his kingdom to whom he wills. And Allah is all-sufficient for his creatures' needs, all-knower. And their prophet Samuel said to them, Indeed, the sign of his kingdom is that there shall come to you a wooden box, in which is peace and reassurance from your Lord, and a remnant of that which Moses and Aaron left behind, carried by the angels. Indeed, in this is a sign for you, if you are indeed believers. Then when Saul set out with the army, he said, Indeed, Allah will try you by a river. So whoever drinks from it, he is not of me, and whoever does not taste of it, he is of me, except him who takes from it in the hollow of his hand. Yet they drank from it, all except a few of them. So when he had crossed the river, he and those who believed with him, they said, We have no power this day against Goliath and his hosts. But those who knew with certainty that they were to meet their Lord said, How often a small group has overcome a mighty host by Allah's leave, and Allah is with the patient ones. And when they advanced to meet Goliath and his forces, they said, Our Lord, pour forth on us patience, and make us victorious over the disbelieving people. So they routed them by Allah's leave, and David killed Goliath. And Allah gave David the kingdom and prophethood, and taught him of that which he willed. And if Allah did not check one set of people by means of another, the earth would indeed be full of mischief. But Allah is full of bounty to the worlds. These are the verses of Allah. We recite them to you, O Muhammad, in truth, and surely you are one of the messengers of Allah. Those messengers, we preferred some to others. To some of them Allah spoke directly, others he raised to degrees of honor. And to Jesus, the son of Mary, we gave clear proofs and evidences, and supported him with Gabriel. If Allah had willed, succeeding generations would not have fought against each other, after clear verses of Allah had come to them. But they differed. Some of them believed, and others disbelieved. If Allah had willed, they would not have fought against one another, but Allah does what he wills. O you who believe, spend of that with which we have provided for you, before a day comes when there will be no bargaining, nor friendship, nor intercession. And it is the disbelievers who are the wrongdoers. Allah, there is no God but He, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. Who can intercede with him except with his permission? He knows whatever happens to them in this world, and what will happen to them in the hereafter. And they will never encompass anything of his knowledge except that which he wills. His footstool extends over the heavens and the earth, and he feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, and he is the Most High, the Most Great. There is no compulsion in religion. Indeed, the right path has become distinct from the wrong path. Whoever disbelieves in false gods and believes in Allah, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that will never break. And Allah is all hearer, all knower. Allah is the guardian of those who believe. He brings them out from darkness into light. But as for those who disbelieve, their helpers are false leaders. They bring them out from light into darkness. Those are the dwellers of the fire, and they will abide there forever. Have you not looked at him who disputed with Abraham about his Lord, because Allah had given him the kingdom? When Abraham said to him, "My Lord Allah is he who gives life and causes death," he said, "I give life and cause death." Abraham said, "Indeed, Allah causes the sun to rise from the east, so then cause it to rise from the west." And the disbeliever was utterly defeated. Allah does not guide the people who are wrongdoers. Or like the one who passed by a town, and it had tumbled over its roofs, he said, "Oh, how will Allah ever bring it to life after its death?" So Allah caused him to die for 100 years, then raised him up again. He said, "How long did you tarry?" The man said, "Perhaps I tarried for a day or part of a day." He said, "No, you tarried for 100 years. Look at your food and your drink. They show no change. And look at your donkey. And thus we have made of you a sign for the people. Look at the bones, how we bring them together and clothe them with flesh." When this was clearly shown to him, he said, "I know now that Allah is able to do all things." And remember when Abraham said, "My Lord, show me how you give life to the dead." Allah said, "Do you not believe?" He, Abraham, said, "Yes, I believe, but so that my heart may be at ease." He said, "Take 4 birds, then cause them to incline toward you, then cut them into pieces, and then put a portion of them on every hill, and call them. They will come to you in haste. And know that Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whom He pleases. And Allah is all-sufficient for His creatures' needs, All-Knower. Those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah, and do not follow up their gifts with reminders of their generosity or with injury, their reward is with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Kind words and the forgiving of faults are better than charity followed by injury. And Allah is free of all wants, and He is most forbearing. O you who believe, do not render in vain your charity by reminders of your generosity or by injury, like him who spends his wealth to be seen of men and does not believe in Allah nor in the last day. His likeness is the likeness of a smooth rock on which is a little dust. On it falls heavy rain which leaves it bare. They are not able to do anything with what they have earned, and Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. And the likeness of those who spend their wealth seeking Allah's pleasure, while they themselves are sure and certain that Allah will reward them, is the likeness of a garden on a height. Heavy rain falls on it, and it doubles its yield of harvest. But if it does not receive heavy rain, light rain suffices it. Allah is all-seer of what you do. Would any of you wish to have a garden with date palms and vines, with rivers flowing underneath, and all kinds of fruit for him there, while he is stricken with old age and his children are weak? Then it is struck with a fiery whirlwind so that it is burnt. Thus does Allah make clear his proofs, evidences, and verses to you, that you may give thought. O you who believe, spend of the good things which you have legally earned, and of that which we have produced from the earth for you. And do not aim at that which is bad to spend from, though you would not accept it, even if you closed your eyes and tolerate it. Know that Allah is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. Satan threatens you with poverty and orders you to commit evil deeds, whereas Allah promises you forgiveness from Himself and bounty.